98.3 The Coast, the best mix and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East. And, you know, in our news this morning, we were talking about some winners of Senator Losada's big essay competition about the folks making an impact during the COVID-19 shutdown. And one of those was local winner Lacey Mandarino from Waterville, who is on the phone with us today. And I'm really excited to be able to talk to you because Senator Losada thought that your essay was pretty darn good enough to win, at least be one of the winners of her essay contest. Lacey, what did you write about?
Well, actually, my essay is called Hometown Heroes. And when I saw the topic, I thought of the frontline workers, of how they were hit the hardest when it came. And it's not only nurses, doctors that were mostly impacted. It was cashiers, basically everyone. Everyone was affected by this, teachers also. Because they're out here putting their life on the line for their passion of teaching children. And I kind of wanted to make them notice because they didn't get the credit that they should have in during this pandemic. So I kind of wanted to give them that credit. And I also want to give cashiers credit because they're putting their life on the line for us to get things that we need during the pandemic. Because without them, we wouldn't be able to buy anything from the stores. So that's kind of where I came from. I also did go into depth of nurses, doctors, and I also went into depth about truck drivers because actually I have an Uncle Joe who is a truck driver, and some people are pretty rude about it. You know, some people are pretty rude to truck drivers during this pandemic. They're driving around the clock delivering food, and people are yelling at them to get off their property and being really rude to them. So I also wanted to give them credit as well.
So, Lacey, it's really awesome to hear that you won this award. And what does it mean to be able to win an essay contest? Have you ever entered anything like this before?
No, this is actually my first time. And when I found out about it, I was crying happy tears, actually. We actually have a stair in our house, and I almost tripped over it because I was walking backwards.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know, if folks want to read your essay, we're going to post it on our website at 983thecoast.com right now. And, you know, congratulations again, Lacey from Waterville. I really appreciate you talking to us about it this morning. And I hope you have a great day and continue to support all these frontline workers that you love so much.
Yep.